Right. What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. We are back at it, doing some more mock drafts leading up to the draft. I am here today with two of the boys, Hammy Takes and Miller Football. Before we get into creating one of the greatest first-round mocks ever cooked up, how are we doing, boys?
Is that the vibe we're going for, is greatest first-round mock?
I said that the last episode, too.
So, okay, I was gonna say because I'm coming into this trying to have some fun.
We're having fun.
Good.
We gotta have fun, man.
Good.
It's just clickbait. But yeah, how we doing, boys?
I'm doing.
Doing good. All right,
man. So I'm telling you, I'm still pumped up because. As of this moment, the Hawks won game five in Boston. We got two games out of the Boston Celtics, so the best team in basketball right now. So I'm pretty pumped up right now. I'm still getting through the Trae Young game winner. But other than that, I mean, I worked out for the first time in a while. I feel really good and, doing pretty good, man. What about you, Jake?
Good. Hey, I'm doing good. So the repeating order for this mock draft is going to be Hammy, and then me, and then Miller. Both of these guys get to pick for their teams, and I do not. But you know what? It goes how it goes. That being said, first overall pick, Hammy, you're on the clock with the Carolina Panthers. We know this, but yes.
Yeah. Carolina Panthers. It's just been a lot of noise. Bryce Young's going first overall, and the more that I keep seeing the reports, I just feel like it's probably is going to be him. I'll go Bryce Young here.
Fair.
Yeah.
Right pick.
It is.
B1.
Yeah. All right. The Texans. Man, it's tough. It's tough.
Fall into the narratives, please.
I really think... Here are my two thought processes. Because first of all, I really think Will Levis is their guy one way or another. Wherever they get him, I think Will Levis is their guy. I think that they want Will Levis somehow, some way. So then the question becomes, do they bank on him falling to 12, which the odds are pretty high, or do they take him here and secure him? Me personally, if I'm the GM of the Texans, and I am for this moment, I am banking on him to fall to 12. So with that being said... Tyree Wilson, you are a Houston Texan.
Okay, good. This sets me up good. I wanted Tyree to go before Chicago because I'm planning on cooking. The Arizona Cardinals here at 3. We're going to trade back. And we're going to be trading back with the Houston Texans.
Oh!
Do you have the Texans at 12? Is this your own pick?
I do. Okay. I do. Okay. I have both.
Oh, yeah. He does. Yep.
So I don't know what the trade package is. I will make it go through.
Soft force it
because we're only doing a first round, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, just give them first.
Yeah, that'll work that way. Jake said, it's looking like Mr. Levis is their guy. So that's what we're going to do here is we're going to take Will Levis at 3. We're not going to bank on him falling because you can't bank on a quarterback falling in the draft. That's ridiculous to me. So
fair enough.
To jump back up. Yeah. You get probably the top two defender in the class to go with your defensive head coach, and you get yourself a potential franchise quarterback.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Hammy, that's going to put you on the clock with Indianapolis.
Ooh, do I want to go risky with the Colts or do I want to go safe here? Because that I'm torn. There Richardson has the best pick.
Just throwing that out there. There is a right pick.
Richardson, I feel like Steichen's going to cook him so good. You know what? Let's do it. Let's go with Anthony Richardson here.
Good man.
Let's go Richardson.
That is the correct pick. Richardson with Steichen. I mean, we saw what he did with Jalen Hurts. We saw what he did with that offense built around them. They have adding Anthony Richardson into a rushing offense that already has you know, Jonathan Taylor. They bulk up that offensive line in the draft, and they're looking pretty scary that way. The Seattle Seahawks, I don't think this is that tough. I think that, I mean, there are people who definitely are saying that they should take an edge, especially if Will Anderson is here. But I am going to go Jalen Carter. He's the best player in the draft, and he also happens to play the position that the Seahawks truly do need the most. The interior of the defensive line is abysmal, terrible. Nobody there, nobody good there. And so they get the best player in the draft, not only, but also a guy who plays the position they need. It's a slam dunk for them. I don't think they're taking a quarterback if Richardson's gone. I don't think they necessarily have too high of a grade on Stroud. But, yeah, that's going to put Miller on the clock at 6 with Detroit.
Ooh, yes, let's scroll a little bit here.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, do a little. No, I mean on the other side. I want to see what teams
are going for, because
my brain's not working here.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're playing a trade.
Potentially. So I've got, what, every third pick?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to have anyone. Okay. Yeah, unless anyone else wants to trade up.
You have both the Lions picks, by the way.
I know. So. Yeah. Does anyone want to trade
ring,
up here?
Ring.
All right, who we got?
It's the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans would like to trade up to this pick, and they will do that. Hold on. Give me the Lions. And then give me... I'm assuming you're accepting this, Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So do that.
With the way the board's falling, Detroit, I think, would be goofy to not trade back here.
But, yeah, I don't think the Lions have anybody to really take unless they're really high in Christian Gonzalez, which I think they could be.
I disagree. I think Will Anderson could go there, too, but I think it's better to trade back.
I've been yelled at multiple times for taking an edge with them at 6. So,
and that's goofy because they only have one real edge rusher. I don't care about Josh Pascal. I don't care about James Houston. James Houston's cool.
Let's have
a conversation about James Houston, a situational dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Houston had a great season, but let's calm down on him.
He's a situational pass rusher. He's not your Batman or your Robin. You've got your Batman and Aiden Hutchinson. And, you know, him and Will Anderson would be a sick duo, but I think he can afford to trade back a little bit here.
Yeah. So, obviously, I'm picking for the Titans, and let's be honest with ourselves, okay? Malik Willis stinks. Not good at football.
He's
Ryan pretty. Tannehill, nobody knows how long he's going to be on the team, and honestly, it shouldn't be much longer. So, what do? They go out, and they get
draft Vaughn Witherspoon.
And they get Will Anderson, they get CJ Stroud, because Stroud is like, he's the most refined passer in this class. He's my QB3 still. I mean, yes. He is the most refined passer in the class. He is a guy who I think, I mean, you put a guy like him who's already pretty far along with a good head coach, and then good things can happen. I mean, Malik Willis is not a guy who I look at and I'm just like, I can't take quarterback here. We have Malik Willis. Like, no, that's not what I'm thinking, especially not thinking that about Tannehill, because Tannehill's like nothing more than a game manager. We know this. I think it's the easy pick. It's CJ Stroud. Welcome to Tennessee.
Does that mean Miller picks at 11, right? Since you guys
traded. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. I just want to make sure.
He picks at 11 and 12.
Okay. Will Anderson can't fall that low. I'm going to go with him with the Raiders. They kind of do need an edge. And really, Chandler Jones kind of took a step back last year. So, I mean, the corners do suck, but I think I would probably say Will Anderson's probably the best pick, best player available, and I probably think the Raiders go that route.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take Will Anderson there. That's going to put me on the clock with the Falcons. Between two guys right here. All right. The Falcons have the worst receiving core in the NFL. So there's one option. Second option is taking Mr. Reign number 7 on the board right here and getting another corner. They need an edge rusher, let's be honest, but we kind of got screwed out of that with our own picks.
Lucas Van Ness.
Lucas Van Ness
is still there, but
I am not taking him 8th overall. So it's between Christian Gonzalez and JSN. It's basically a flip of a coin, but I am indeed going to take Christian Gonzalez. Welcome to the.
I like that. Yeah.
JSN, I love him a lot. I really, really do. It's just I do think that they need a corner more than they need a receiver. They have Kyle Pitts, who's basically another receiver. They have Drake London. Matt Collins isn't terrible. I mean, he's not great, but he's not terrible. They have Scotty Miller. They have a little bit of depth there from guys who have at least shown a little bit. So I'm gonna take Christian Gonzalez there for sure. I know that's probably who Miller wanted at nine.
You spoiled my devious plan.
Dang.
Oh, let me guess. Steelers straight up to nine, take Christian Gonzalez. You drop down to 17, take Darnell Wright.
Actually, no, I wanted to just take Gonzalez at nine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the Bears need corner. We have
that
one,
is true.
And
that is true. If Gonzalez were to fall, yeah.
All love to Kyler Gordon, right? Dude still has plenty of upside. Not there yet. Not a proven corner.
Yeah.
Jalen Johnson, much love to him as well. He's on the last year of his deal, and we have no idea if the Bears want to look to expend him or not, especially considering as soon as Poles and Eberflus got there, one of the first things that happened was Eberflus made an example out of Jalen in practice by benching him and making him run with the second team because he wasn't going hard enough. So, like, I don't know what the vibe is there. Plus, he missed time last year, so I don't know how the current regime feels about him. We haven't heard any talks of him getting extended. So, Gonzalez would be sick for the Bears, and I'm surprised more people don't have the Bears taking corner.
That is true. I don't see that much at all.
Yeah.
It's usually like Tyree Wilson if he falls, or Skowronski.
It's the trenches or bringing JSN to play with Fields. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's literally all I've been hearing.
That being said,
what are you gonna do?
Would anyone like to make a little jump ski?
Let me see who I have.
You got the Steelers. They're rumored to trade.
Yeah.
Ring.
Yeah, you want to trade up with Pittsburgh?
I'm between trading up with Pittsburgh and New England for the same player. I just don't know which one's gonna do it.
Let's do Pittsburgh.
Okay, I can do
just because that's actually rumored in real life.
Yeah.
And also, for the sake of this trade, we're going to say that the Bears are getting the 32nd pick back and giving up like a third rounder.
Nice.
Just keep that in mind. You don't have to make it happen. Just keep it in mind.
Keep in mind, like, what the trade package would do.
Right. Because I've.
In this sense.
Just let me cook.
But all right, so that's gonna put me on the clock right here with the Steelers. I've traded up so much, I don't have any picks in the late round of the draft anymore. But at nine, the Steelers will take Paris Johnson Jr.
There you go.
Listen, I'm leaning more and more into the idea that he might be the best tackle in the class. I think there's definitely a chance. I also think that even if I don't put him there, I think he is there for the Steelers. They're not in a position to win now. And so they have the time to develop a guy like him. We know what he is, huge athletic frame, super high upside, almost sort of 1 year left tackle. If you really need to, I don't know how much I like him as a guard. If you really need to, and he just like absolutely sucks at tackle, you can kick him inside for like a year. But ultimately he will end up being a tackle in the NFL. I'm almost certain about that.
Right.
I think he's their tackle one. I think this is too high for Anton Harrison. Who also was a guy who I liked to them. I don't think they would take Broderick Jones. So if they're going to trade up for a guy, if you're going to trade up for a dude here, I think you trade up for the dude with the highest upside and the highest ceiling, right. And that's Paris Johnson Jr. So easy pick there. It's going to put – I'm so lost on the order. It's going to put you, Hammy, with the Eagles.
Yeah, I got the Eagles. there are rumored to take Bijan Robinson, but I really feel like – knowing how Howie Roseman is, this dude's going to focus on trenches. And if you look at the Eagles offensive line, it's filled with veterans that could potentially be on their way out to retirement. Lane Johnson's not getting any younger. Jason Kelsey's not getting any younger. They lost Isaac Seumalo to the Steelers. And so, like, I mean, really the Eagles offensive line's getting older. And if you want to maintain the rushing attack and obviously Jalen Hurts thriving in this offense, then like you have to keep the offensive line intact. And I really do think at number 10, as much as Bijan would make this offense on drugs, I think it's smart. I'm going to have Philly go offensive line. And Jake, you do have the cursor right here because that's exactly where I'm going to go with. I'm going to take Peter Skowronski here. This guy to me has some really insane upside. I know there's been talks about his arms being short, and I guess that it's a bit of a problem with him being tackled. But knowing Philly's offensive line and then being the best offensive line in football, I'm pretty sure that the offensive line's coach is smart enough to realize what Skaronski's upside is if he gets transitioned to guard. And if Skaronski's a guard, you got a blue chip offensive lineman prospect, and literally you have solidified yourself as a guard. And I think that right there is a home run for Philly if they do draft Peter Skaronski with the hopes that he transitions to guard.
Yeah, fair enough. Miller, you get to actually pick for the Lions now.
Yeah, yep. So let's see here. What are we cooking with there? No, we're going to go a different route.
Oh, okay.
I see who I like. So, as we mentioned already, Detroit could use some help off the edge. And because of that, I'm torn. Because there's one guy I feel like just is a Dan Campbell guy, and there's another one that is a better player.
Yeah. I know the Dan Campbell guy.
Yeah. Like, I know the Dan Campbell guy.
Oh, wait.
Miles Murphy, welcome to the Lions.
I pick 18, don't I?
You do pick 18.
Yeah, you do got pick 18. You do that have to change
things.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, you do. That does change things.
Okay. Hear me out. Okay. The Lions defense needs help, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Safeties are good right now. They got CJ Gardner-Johnson, and they've got Kirby Joseph.
Yep. Yeah, they're good.
Corners are doo-doo water.
Exactly. Yep. However, they lost Akuda too.
However, the top defensive back on my board is not a corner, yet would still be able to slide in and play a very big role in their defense.
Yep.
And we're going to go with Brian Branch here to the Lions.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
That is an awesome.
Because listen, you can either play him at safety and kick CJ Gardner-Johnson in as your nickel defender, or vice versa. Like, you can kind of figure out who you want to play where, switch it up a bit. You can even bring Branch in and play him at freaking linebacker and rush him off the edge. Like, when your defense doesn't have a lot of talent, adding a versatile chess piece like that is big. And plus, I get to save him from going to the hellscape that is Green Bay.
Oh, man.
Oh, I get to pick for Arizona as well.
Yep. Yeah, you do.
In the order we set. Yep.
Well,
there is.
There's an obvious pick here.
There is an obvious
pick. But we're going to go a different route again.
Okay.
There's a lot of talks of Arizona taking Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson, one of the top edge rushers in this class.
Right.
And they're both off the board. So we're just going to give them my third edge rusher, and that's Nolan Smith out of Georgia. Little undersized, don't care, didn't ask, ratio, young boy betta. Nolan Smith is that dude. Okay.
I love him so much.
Fantastic run defender, quick off the edge, good pass rusher, and you get a real like weapon on your defense. Again, defense doesn't have a lot of talent. Take the best defender on the board.
Like, there's a chance, like, with his skill set and how good he is, like, there's a chance that if he was like what the media, like the consensus, like good size for an edge is, that he'd be like maybe even consensus edge one. Or like down, or like he would probably
He would be a lot higher.
He'd probably be at least consensus top two with him and Wilson or him and Anderson up there. But yeah, that puts you on the clock with our Green Bay Packers, Sammy. Do the right
with
thing.
That thing,
Miles Murphy.
A second.
Do the right thing.
And take Miles Murphy.
That's the wrong thing.
Actually, I'll be nice. Keon White.
You think Keon White's better than Miles Murphy?
No.
Then how was that being nice?
I was being sarcastic.
There you go.
Take Keon White.
Sorry for the viewers out there. I went to go wear my Aaron Jones jersey, but Packers traded the 13, and really, they need a wide receiver. I'm going Jackson.
They got the first. Yeah.
Going Jackson in the Jigba. I'm sorry, Miller, but
ew.
I mean, it makes sense if the Packers do need to go wide receiver. And I'm seeing a lot of Packers fans saying that they want Jalin Hyatt up there, and they blow my mind for fuck's sake.
Please, Green Bay. Please,
if you're watching this, top 10
Packers draft pick of all time. If you take
that Jalen is a Packers pick, but I would be so pissed considering that we already have Christian Watson as our speed guy. We need a guy that's going to work this short area.
Sounds like a nobody to me. Sounds like you need a real speedster. Okay. Sounds like you need a real speedster out there in Jalin Hyatt.
There you go. The guy that I call Biletnikoff a war winner merchant. Yeah, I think he fits really. Yeah, there you go. That's an ultimate Packers pick. I don't fucking know. Yeah, Packers fans are stupid sometimes. Hey, not you, Jake.
Watch your fucking language.
My bad.
This is a kid's show.
It is, yeah. There goes There goes the Disney sponsorship.
No.
at 14, New England.
This one's obvious for me.
Is it?
I think it is for me.
Bijan Robinson. Duh. No, it.
Just keep in mind, New England, I don't think, has an offensive line.
I know.
They lost Isaiah Wynn.
But then I see a Belichick pick right there. Okay, yeah.
It's Broderick Jones.
That's the correct pick. But
yeah,
I
like Broderick Jones a good bit, actually.
I do too. But the pick that I was thinking, yeah, you were going to go was Van Ness. And I thought that would have been a very type
He's a Belichick defender for sure. but I think the offensive line is in dire need of assistance, and they have Matthew Judon on the defensive line.
Yeah.
So which this is me here, right?
Yep, you got the Jets.
Yeah, do the math.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's you.
Just added the Hat Man's best friend, and he doesn't have a tight end to throw the ball to.
Whoa!
Who's their tight end right now? Isn't it freaking Uzama?
It's Uzama, Tyler Conklin. And
does that move y'all?
No,
I don't know if it moves me, but I think it might move the needle enough for me to not spend capital on it in the first.
Just
round.
Give me Darnell Wright.
There you go. They kind of do.
Jake foiled my master plan.
I don't think I'm necessarily wrong here.
You're not, but that's the problem. You foiled my master plan. I was going to come Miller around couldn't right eventually cook anyways. Their right tackle is Max Mitchell, I think. He sounds more like a Disney kid in the mid 2000s.
The tackle's name might as well be worse than done. All right, so
yeah,
I mean, yeah, basically.
If Chicago doesn't take him, there is a chance he might fall to that pick. I'm just saying.
All right,
I could see it.
Whoever's got Washington, do me right.
That's
I got the command strips. All right.
Yeah.
They could do need a corner if I'm being honest, but then they also could go offensive line here. But I really do think
they need offense. Listen, think about it. They need offensive line. They're trying to make Sam Howell their guy.
That is true. So I'm going Osiris Torrence.
Offensive line is doo doo.
Yeah, Osiris Torrence is there. Yeah, that's the pick. As much as they need a corner, but yeah, Miller did remind me they need the certain offensive lineman. And yep, Torrence is probably the best guy out there.
My master plan for Chicago has worked. Devon Witherspoon, you are a Chicago
Bears. This is why he did this. Every single time he had team that definitely could have picked Devon Witherspoon, he's like, gonna go a different route here.
First of all, it's not like I did anything unrealistic. Let's be real here. Like, do need help off the edge. The Cardinals do need help off the edge. I went Kansas, didn't I?
You went Brian Branch.
Branch, that's right. Oh my God, I'm a moron. See, I already can't remember my picks.
I was so close to picking Witherspoon.
Need help in their secondary, and Brian Branch is a better player than Devon Witherspoon.
That's a fact.
The Jets, they don't really need a corner, and the Cardinals absolutely need pass rush help, like desperately. Like, they have nothing.
Yeah.
They have arguably the worst defensive line in football, right up there with Chicago.
Jordan Addison.
No.
It's Jordan Addison.
No, it's Devon.
Miles Murphy.
Devon Witherspoon. Devon Witherspoon.
I suppose you are a Chicago Bear. Also, and you're ripping that guy with the Lions.
Yeah, first of all, or I just want to say to anybody out there, don't give me that bullshit that he's a nickel corner either. That boy is a solidified boundary corner and will make moves opposite Jalen Johnson.
I do love Witherspoon a lot.
And to make things even better, since we have a safety that can't tackle, I need to specify that more often. Eddie Jackson can tackle. He just chooses not to.
Yeah.
So since we have a safety
that's difference.
He makes business decisions rather often. So true, why not add a corner that can make up for that? Because Devon Witherspoon is not afraid to fly to the line of scrimmage.
No, he is not afraid to pop somebody.
No. Okay, so who do we got here? Yeah. Detroit?
It's you, yeah.
This is a Dan Campbell pick.
Branch with them, right?
You went Branch.
We're going to make the Dan Campbell pick and take Lucas Van Ness out of Iowa.
I think, I honestly wouldn't have been mad if you had gone him at 11.
I was just because,
like... Yeah. Just because like Van Ness fills two needs for them because they also need somebody on the interior and they can just really like Houston or Pascal, they could be like, all right, we're just gonna scoot you inside.
And it's
here.
Just the more, three tech. The more I thought about it, the more I realized Van Ness will probably be still there at 18.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
So waiting makes sense.
Yeah, and Van Ness, good player, can fill two needs in one, kill two birds with one stone with him.
Yeah.
19, that is me. You, Hammy.
You
can take any player on the board because they need everything.
They really do need everything. And
just not
Hendon Hooker.
Oh, no. I got different plans for him. Just wait.
Oh, I know. He's going to cook.
I know what it is, Jake. I know. Okay. First of all, before I make my pick for the Buccaneers, can the Buccaneers learn how to make their brand look appealing? Number one. Number two, this team needs everything. You know what? Call me crazy. I might go Joey Porter Jr. here.
I don't hate that.
That's valid.
I don't hate that.
I'm going Joey Porter.
He's the best corner on the board for me. I think it's between him and Banks.
Are very close.
For me, it's Porter, but Banks is right there after him.
Like I said,
they need help. And
their
number one corner, Carlton Davis.
That is a long man.
Yeah. They need help at corner. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. If Torrance is gone, it should be a defensive pick.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
they're
not going to be. They have Baker Mayfield at quarterback. Whoever they draft offensively, they're not scoring a lot of points next year.
Right,
they might as well just try and stop other teams from scoring a lot of points on them. I mean, this is like, let's be honest. We don't know what's going on with Carolina with their quarterback situation yet.
Right,
this is a winnable division for Tampa. This is a winnable division.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield is not good, but like. If the Panthers take Richardson first overall or something like that, there's no guarantee they're going to be fantastic this year. And then the Falcons, we don't know what Desmond Ridder is. The Saints, Derek Carr, it would be the best quarterback in the division for now, somehow.
But the Saints outside of Carr and Olave, it's really not that
nobody.
Good.
Their defense sucks. They have no lines guard.
Kamara might be suspended.
They have no tight ends
yet.
And
yeah.
Stuff like that. So,
Juwan Johnson's decent, but they could definitely.
Rose said yet.
No, I have a different pick for that.
Juwan's decent. Juwan Johnson's decent.
He's certainly one of the tight ends of all time.
He is. He certainly is a tight end to play for the Saints.
The New Orleans Saints will go down as one of the teams of all time.
They will. the Seahawks at 20. Jalen Carter.
Yeah,
I'm
you could double down. You what could double down.
Okay, because my top picks for them at 20 have been Osiris Torrance and Nolan Smith, and you bozos took both.
You want
of
an
them.
Underrated pick for the Seahawks? Oh,
that's one.
Oh?
That's one.
Well,
that
no,
I
was saying a player that you might not be thinking of.
Go for it.
There is a certain player that plays wide receiver at the University of
Southern
USC. Oh, University of USC. I can't remember the. Where is USC? My brain
Southern
is
California.
Dead.
University of Southern California.
Yeah. I just totally forgot where they're at. Yeah,
University of USC.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't would be a nice hate that.
I would hate that.
When we were doing our mock, the first little mock of this series with Jackson and Steven, Jackson took JSN here because he fell somehow. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. Jordan Addison fits them because he can step in right now, is like a short area threat, you know, be their third receiver. And then once Lockett finally coils over, he can
I kind of like taking Addison here more than I would like doubling down on the interior with Mazai Smith.
I think you're valid either way, honestly, with how bad the defensive line is.
The only thing,
if you go Addison here, you have an early pick in the second round. It could probably still get a dude like Keanu Benton.
That's true. Yeah, I'm going to go Addison. Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad pick. I don't like
Addison
going there.
All right. I'm going to break your heart. I'm sorry. We're going Zay Flowers.
Aww.
I know. Zay
Flowers is so good.
It's just the Chargers have no speed at receiver. And
that is true. They need something.
I finally understand the receivers in this class. I finally have a grasp, and I realize how good of a fit Zay is for the Chargers. Like,
that is
much as I want this to be Bijan, you can still get a pretty quality running back on day two or three in this class.
I'm curious. Have you seen Marvin Mims' tape?
I have not watched Marvin Mims. I have watched a handful of receivers, and Mims is not one of them. I've watched the top guys, and then, like, I watched Kayshon Boutte, who sucks.
Yeah.
So I watched, like, the consensus top dudes. JSN, Flowers, Downs, Johnston, Addison, and then Michael Wilson, Parker Washington, Jaden Reed, Tank Dell, Rakeem Jarrett, Jalen Hyatt, and then Kayshon Boutte. Boutte, however the hell you say his name. His game is Booty, but I have a sixth round grade on the dude. He's not good.
He sucks. Yeah.
What if I told you Kayshon Boutte is undraftable for me?
I wouldn't blame you.
He's undraft, and it's not because of the off the field stuff. Like it, I'm talking about it as
certainly doesn't help. Game.
Yeah,
it certainly doesn't.
I think without the off the field stuff, he'd be like a fourth rounder for me. So
true. Yeah. But I would say Xavier Hutchinson or Marvin Mims, definitely watch those two because I really love what I see from Xavier Hutchinson. And Marvin Mims, like any team that wants Jalen Hyatt to be like a deep threat option, I feel like Marvin Mims can be better than that.
Yeah,
Marvin Mims is so good.
Here, I'm writing out the defensive tackles and then between tonight and throughout tomorrow, I got to round out my receivers, watch tight ends, and round out my linebackers, and I'll be good to go.
Yeah. The reason why I bring up Marvin Mims, because that's the guy I've been mocking to the Chargers, like late, like in the third round, fourth round, maybe. And I did, and that's me having them take Bijan Robinson.
Right.
So a guy that has good hands and that's really good after the catch, and he's pretty quick. And like you get him in the third round, I think like that they can solve that issue there. But I don't hate the Zay Flowers pick at all at 21. Zay Flowers is incredible. But yeah, definitely for sure.
This is you, Hammy.
Yep, I got the Ravens pick. My draft strategy still hasn't changed for the Ravens. I know Deonte Banks is there, but really this team needs to focus on convincing Lamar to stay long term in. Odell Beckham Jr. and Rashad Bateman already have an injury history. And if either one of these guys go down, you're going to have another situation like you did these past 2 years. I'm going to go wide receiver here. And the Geek Slice is going to be, well, actually, no, because I would have probably liked Zay Flowers there personally. Actually, let me see the wide receivers available. Because I don't know if I would take Quentin Johnston, but I don't know if he would fit there, though.
Personally. He would fit there just fine. They don't have an X.
They don't have
a true X guy. I guess Odell kind of, but at this point, I don't know if you want him being the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jalen Hyatt's not a first-round
run,
pick.
Odell is your – you can probably run Odell in the slot. Have Odell as your slot.
And have Bateman.
Bateman is your Z, and then have Quinn as your X, and then have like Devin Duvernay as your sixth man, so to speak.
Signing Nelson Agholor doesn't move me at all. I'm still Nelson going wide Agholor receiver. Yep, I'm going to go Quentin Johnson here. Welcome to the Baltimore Ravens.
Right, there
we
go.
We made it.
We did it.
Let's go, Max Dugan, baby. I'm not doing geek dirty like that.
Just give him Miles Murphy and move on.
They just lost Dalvin Tomlinson. They need interior defensive line help.
Ooh.
Welcome to Minnesota. Does he fit there?
He's drafting a woman. I mean, I'm all for the progressiveness. Good for them.
Does he fit there? Scroll.
Does he fit Elijah?
Cursor.
Doesn't he fit in a 4-3 defense? Doesn't Kansi fit more in a 4-3 defense? Because Minnesota runs a 3-4.
Well, he could be a 3-4 defensive end. Who do they have at the end?
They still have Danielle Hunter.
He'd be a linebacker for them.
Jonathan Bullard.
I'm talking about like 3-4 D end.
Oh, okay.
Let me look up their depth chart.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Tomlinson I really like a nose, like more of a D tackle for them.
Right now, Dean Lowry.
Do you think he's better than Dean Lowry or Harrison Phillips? That's the question here. I'd go Mozzie for them.
Yeah.
Because Mozzie can come in for they have Kyrie Thomas. I'm pretty sure
they actually, you know what? I'm gonna end this debate. They need a corner. Deontay Banks, welcome to Minnesota. Okay.
That's valid.
I forgot about him and
yeah,
that's valid.
I honestly think that's true. More of a need.
Goodness obviously gracious. Yeah. Yeah.
Andrew Jacksonville.
There you go, Miller. You got that.
I think we're gonna get bold here.
Ooh.
This is a player I haven't watched, but I have a loose idea. So the Jaguars have a tight end that's currently on the franchise tag.
There you go. Let's go.
And they need somebody. No, Yeah,
There you go.
Because they ran
Washington.
They ran a shit ton of two tight end sets last year, need a guy that can block effectively. And I,
there you go.
From what I understand, Darnell Washington has crazy upside as a pass catcher. I think you let him sit as that tight end to kind of think what Mercedes Lewis is doing in Green Bay right now, but with more actually getting the ball. And let him develop behind Evan Engram. That way, if you can't lock him down long term, you have a replacement. And if you can lock him down long term, guess what, baby? 12 personnel out the freaking wazoo with sick tight ends. And that's what I call music, baby.
You're cooking on there. I like it.
Yeah. A big man.
Oh, man.
That's what he is.
I pick for the Giants.
You do.
And I really hate that this player is there because he might go to the next pick, and I really don't want it, but it's not going to make sense for the Giants, so that sucks for me. What other wide receivers can the Giants take? Because I don't know of anyone that could be in the first round. They could address that in the second round.
I do. There's a guy I like well enough that I would pick here. Me personally.
Oh, yeah. I
could pick him here.
Is it a guy that I've written about, Jake?
I would have to assume.
We're talking about a receiver, right?
He's a receiver who is close to your heart based on your fandom and
college. Same boat. I love him. I would take him in the first round in a heartbeat.
Is it Parker Washington, right? Is that who you're talking about? I was about to say.
I've written about two receivers. Parker is the other one.
Oh, dude, I need to go check that out, honestly.
Think about it, okay? He said a receiver that's close to my heart because of my fandom. What college team do I like? Not for football.
Oh. Wait.
You
like Wisconsin,
he
right?
He literally likes
not your, for football.
He likes not, your biggest, your college,
your team literal biggest rival.
Oh no!
That's who I would pick.
We have been over this 100 times. You know I'm a UNC fan.
That's who I would pick.
Yeah,
I have a couple other guys in mind.
That's not a bad pick. Josh Downs would not be a bad pick here.
Josh Downs is awesome.
I love him. Dude, he's like, I like Josh Downs.
One other dude.
I was so
dude. Yeah, there you go. Dude's like Pikachu running around out there. He's a ball of electricity, and I love it.
Josh Downs is yeah. Honestly, just to be fun here, let's fucking go Josh Downs, man. Let's do
Jake,
it.
Jake, you make a great counterpoint, though. I like the Downs pick, but you make a very good counterpoint.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Was thinking of, I probably I might have picked him if I was picking for the Giants. But I'm picking for the Cowboys.
Take him off the board so I don't have to with the next pick.
It's easy. I would hate it personally.
I really want to. But I want to play devil's advocate.
Miles Murphy.
Another couple of guys. Okay, first of all, how do you guys feel about Neville Gallimore and Osa Odigizua?
Osa Odigizua.
That guy. How do you guys feel about those
guys? Not super high on either one.
Miles Murphy.
So, Mozziah Smith or Kansas.
Mozzie could make sense here.
Mozzie
could
make sense.
He could also work. Either or.
Michael Mayer also makes sense.
Michael Mayer makes sense. And then there's, of course, Bijan Robinson.
Honestly, I would personally go Mayer. That's just me, because then you can go for a Charbonnet in the second round. And the Cowboys do need to get a power back.
Or Gibbs or somebody. It is so hard not. It is so hard to not do this. It is so hard to not do this.
I'll be honest with you. As much as I
but
hate,
I'm a big.
I'm
going to
tell you right
real.
Now. If you don't take him at 26, I don't think I'm taking him at 27. So he's gonna fall.
Maybe I want him to. Maybe I have different plans for the young man.
The Cowboys fans that are watching this are gonna kind of
defensive tackle.
Oh, this is so tough.
The Cowboys fans here are going to be
just take him. You can't let him fall further than 26, dude.
You got honestly, I would as much as I hate to see him go to my
plus. It's such a Jerry pick. We know he likes running backs and
guys,
getting one out of Texas.
Guys, I did it.
I picked Mozzie
Smith.
Oh, nice
defensive tackle.
Oh my God, how is Kansas still on the board?
You have to go Kansas here. They need the D line help.
I do, but Kansas isn't.
We're doing some cursed things here.
We're doing the type of DT they need.
That's true.
Like, if I'm going DT, I'm taking Keanu Benton here.
Anton Harrison's right there.
He's still here.
Anton
Harrison. That's a good
point. Yeah, they need tackles. They need tackles.
Anton Harrison.
They need tackles. They need to retool that offensive line. Go Anton here.
Yeah.
Cam Smith?
For who? Did you already make the pick?
Oh, yeah, he made Harrison.
Did you already make? Hold on, did you make the pick for the Bengals yet?
I'm not picking
for the Bengals.
Ring.
Trade
it. It is Chicago.
What's the offer?
It would be like, so we got pick 32 from Pittsburgh. It would be like pick 32 and a fourth. And a future or a pick 32 and a future second.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Oh my God, just make the trade, Hammy.
Yeah, okay, fine. Let's go. Why not? Just for the fun of it. Why not? Let's do it. Bengals trade out of the first round. Let's go for it. Miller, make your pick. And I know Crawford is gonna
How do we let him do this? Why do we just let him walk into this? I don't get it. We could stop him.
Okay. There are three things I can do here, and I'm so
Sean
Robinson, which one I want to do. He is
one
of them. No, trading up for Bijan can't happen. No. Here's my thing, right?
Oh, no, they got Witherspoon.
Yeah, so we took Witherspoon.
Yeah.
There's two defensive linemen that are both sitting here that both would be huge for Chicago. But because Matt Eberflus has openly said he prefers strength, length, and intensity, or tenacity, I'm sorry, strength, length, and tenacity for the defensive line.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to go with Adetamiwa Adebare out of Northwestern.
There you go.
Yep.
That's
such a pulse. An edge, three tech.
There you go.
Okay. Freak. So the reason the reason I was upset here is because my plan was to trade this pick to Green Bay and take Anton Harrison because we don't have any tackles that aren't 30 years old or bad. So that was the plan. Okay, that's out the window. So it's my last pick in the draft. I don't want it to be the Saints, but it's going to have to be because there's nobody else I would trade up for with the Packers. Unless they wanted one of these two fellas, which I don't really know. The Saints will welcome to New Orleans, Miles Murphy.
Let's go. He's such a saint. He's going to be the saint and the savior of this defensive line. Saints fans are probably happy.
Okay.
Oh, my. Kalijah can't fall
here. Yeah, you let Kalijah fall down. Wait.
What have I done? What have I done? He's gonna do it again. Oh, whatever you do, oh, he can trade with himself. He's
dude. They got so many routes. There's two picks.
This no, he's gonna trade up with Chicago again.
No. I can't. There's nothing.
He can. He gave up the second rounder for the Bengals.
The Bears still have two second round picks.
There's two ways. There's two ways, Miller. That you go with this.
Hey,
pick.
If you don't take him here, Canty's a second rounder in this situation. So
yeah, no, Canty's gonna go to Philly, like 100%.
There you go. That's how he takes it.
Falling out of the first round.
Hey, Hammy, you want to trade pick 31?
No, I'm gonna Bijan over there. I'm sorry.
Bijan. You're putting Bijan in Kansas City. That makes no sense.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Do I want to though?
Pacheco was so good in the playoffs.
Yeah, that is true. I do not.
If you're taking somebody from the backfield, it's Hunter Lipke here.
Second of all, Lipke,
for the fun. Yeah, but
we can't let Bijan fall out of the first round.
That's the thing. Bijan can't get out of the first round.
Yeah, trade the pick.
What is happening? There's no way you can put him in Kansas City. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's really you can't.
Trade the pick.
To the Bears?
Yes.
No, not again.
Yes.
Oh.
Please give me both my second
ring. Ring.
Okay, fine.
I don't even know who I would have.
Maybe fine.
Just do it. Kansas City, you're trading back to the Chicago Bears. We'll have a Miller football masterclass. Yeah, but then I was like, oh man, yeah, he can't fall out of the, we cannot have a first round mock draft with this man not gone, not taken.
You buffoons. All right, with the 31st pick, the Bears take Bijan Robinson. Look at how mad he is. He's so mad.
I should have not probably taken
the Bengals pick.
Todd Witherspoon, Adetamiwa Adebare, and Bijan Robinson all to Chicago.
Fair move on Miller's part, but I don't think I can ever forgive Hammy for what he
did. I should have not traded back with the Bengals because I was actually going Bijan there to replace Mixon. But
this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I really just
this is legitimately the worst thing
Packers fans podcast and I've ever like a seen in my life. Chicago.
And the other Packers fan just let you waltz into it.
And he just let me do it.
I can't believe this.
Just let me do it.
You had an opportunity to say no both times, and you said yes both times. What?
That shouldn't.
Well, that is certainly one of the first round mocks that I've done in
my It's a crazy podcast. One. Hey, listen, man, I've had some crazy shit happen in some of the mocks I did.
Yeah, I mean, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the J-Talk Sports Podcast. If you listened all the way, you were a witness of a Miller Football Masterclass. And
yeah.
I guess I guess that's something worth listening to. So without further ado, be sure to go check me out on all my social platforms. Be sure to go check out all these boys on their social platforms. The names you see on the screen in front of you are the names that you'll find them on all the social platforms, except for maybe an underscore thrown into Miller's. Yeah, but just a quick reminder on something outside of the Jake Talk Sports. The Run the North account will be live on YouTube for the draft tomorrow. You guys are listening to this on Wednesday, hopefully, when it comes out. Tomorrow, starting at a time before the first round, and we will be live for every single pick. And not only that, but we are grinding it out for y'all tomorrow night, recording an episode directly after the draft. So be sure to go follow the North everywhere. Be sure to subscribe.
And Hammy's going to be in the live stream.
Andy will be in the live stream. There you go. When the Packers pick, so me and him can either celebrate together or both.
Keon we'll cry White. In shambles.
Both take off our headsets and walk off
manifest
camera.
Manifest Keon White.
And Werner Mosmer becomes a Packer. But yeah, that's all we got for you. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you guys next time.